Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with the goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about totalitarianism in America. Do you believe that's what we're watching? Do you think that we're on the fast track for that? Do you find anything wrong with that? How should we then live? And we were talking just a moment ago before our news break about the 65-year-old woman in Galveston, Texas, that was thrown to the ground, handcuffed, thrown to the floor in her bank and handcuffed, bruised and berated before the public. And she looked up and thought to herself, she said, as she's being interviewed by Fox 26 News in Galveston, why is everybody staring at me? Nobody's turning a hand. Nobody's trying to help. Nobody's reaching out. Nobody's coming to my defense. And I'm reminded, ladies and gentlemen, of the Apostle Paul in his first arrest, and he had something very similar to that. The Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16 and 17 says that my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray that God may be able to not lay this to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. Ladies and gentlemen, I am sure this dear lady that we're speaking about, in fact, according to the article about her arrest, her name is Terry White. Terry White is 65 years old. Let me just read you a blurb, the headline of the article. Woman speaks to Fox 26 News after refusing to wear a mask at Galveston Bank, detained by the police. Notice the term, detained by the police. Then the article reads, woman was arrested after not wearing a mask at Galveston Bank, according to Fox 26. Dateline Galveston, Texas. An arrest warrant has been issued for one woman who refused to wear a face mask in a bank at Galveston on Thursday. According to the release from the Galveston Police Department, officers responded to the Bank of America, located at 6109 Central City Boulevard. When officers arrived, they were told by the bank manager that the woman, identified as Terry White, 65, refused to wear a face mask. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not funny. It's sad. It's horrific. The article goes further. Woman wanted after refusing to wear a mask at Galveston Bank. The woman who is now wanted for refusing to wear the mask at Galveston Bank spoke to Fox 26 about the incident that occurred on Thursday. One woman, this article further says, one woman was arrested for resisting arrest, as it is called, and criminal trespass simply because she refused to wear a face mask at a Bank of America in Galveston, Texas. Ladies and gentlemen, I suggest that if you got money in the Bank of America, by the numbers, hundreds of you need to call the Bank of America, even though it's not the same bank, it's the same company, and say, we're closing our account because of the way you treated the lady in Galveston, Texas. Terry White, let them know why you're closing the account. I believe the only way organizations like that can understand that they're trying to crush the American spirit and the freedom that we have in our Constitution, and in particular found in our Bill of Rights, the freedom of speech and the freedom of movement, ladies and gentlemen, is being crushed in America by thugs and thuggery like that. Not wearing a mask should not be an offense that would allow you to be bodily thrown on the floor, handcuffed, and bones broken in your body because you don't wear a mask. Perhaps you say it sounds like you're passionate about it. You bet your boots I'm passionate about it. I think that we need to take a stand and cease wearing a mask on a national level. Just simply say, we'll not do it. And if the bank won't let you in, close your account. If a store won't let you in, shop where they want freedom to reign. It's time this lockdown, this thuggery, this totalitarianism, it's time it ceases in America. It's destroying our nation. And most of all, not just the freedom of speech is being squelched, the absolute religious liberties and the freedom therein. And I'm concerned about where we're going with that, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, James Dobson blasts Biden with an agenda as coup de grace, he calls it, for America. Headline says, James Dobson blasts Biden agenda as coup de grace for America. The radical agenda for the Democratic Party is far left advancing through President Joe Biden could be the coup de grace for America, warned evangelical leader James Dobson. Dobson, who has advised five presidents on family and faith issues, warned weeks ago that the nation is teetering near the point of no return. Shortly after Biden's first day in office, he cited the influence of Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer in driving a takeover of America by the radical left. The article further says in his newsletter, Dr. Dobson said, a spirit of fear and apprehension seems to have gripped America by the far left. Further, he states, not since the Civil War has there been such consternation about who we are as a people and where the culture appears to be headed as a nation. America, he says, has been guided since the days of our founders by the Judeo-Christian system of values where that was rooted in our biblical truth. Now, every vestige of that identity is in the clutches of the politicians who despise it. He goes further saying, we must defend what we have inherited. Our progeny will either thank us or condemn us for what is right and what we should have done. The first objective of today's revolutionaries is to tear down everything that's been built up, monuments, rewrite textbooks, sow seeds of discord, and divide us as a people. That's Dr. James Dobson, ladies and gentlemen, Dateline, March 12th, 2021. And he's exactly right. We're on the fast track for that totalitarian governmental state of America. And as a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, what do we do as a church? Where do we go? How do we get back our freedoms? How do we regather our Bill of Rights once it's been eviscerated? And we find that today, ladies and gentlemen, and I made mention of it recently on a previous broadcast. You can check it out. There's 2,100 different bills. Yes, you heard me, 2,100 bills being pushed through the House by Nancy Pelosi and the Socialist, Marxist, Maoist, Communist, Democratic Party. They are on the fast track of pushing these bills through because they realize that by the end of the year, when it gets into the hot season of re-election for 2022 for the House seats and for the Senate seats, ladies and gentlemen, they realize that the possibility is a great takeover by the Republican Party. Not that I've got a whole lot of respect for the Republicans today, ladies and gentlemen, because they had an opportunity, the Republicans did, when President Trump was in office, 2017-2018. We, the people, i.e. the conservatives, supposedly the Republicans, controlled the House, the Senate, and the Oval Office, and they did zip, zero, not a nothing to secure our rights and to pass bills to allow us to not face what we're faced today with Joe Biden and his thus far 67 executive orders that's been signed thus far. He is ruling as a thug dictator from the Oval Office. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching our liberties be eviscerated. The Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist, Democratic Party, and Biden's agenda is to socialize America, to make America a socialist nation. So the real question today, ladies and gentlemen, let me just get down to the rudimentary fundamental elementals of where we need to go to analyze what is taking place. The real question is, do masks work? Do masks, the wearing of a mask, I call it the masquerade, do masks prevent COVID? What about vaccines? Do they work? Are they deadly? Are they harmful? Today, ladies and gentlemen, there's a greater and greater push to force people to comply with social distancing, mask wearing, and coming very soon, forced vaccinations to get your COVID pass, to acquire a COVID pass. Ladies and gentlemen, that's on the fast track. Here is an article that's about 10 pages. I'm going to read two or three brief paragraphs. It says how the elite are leveraging COVID to reset the world. Looking back at 2020, it's undeniable that this has been one of the strongest years in American history, been one of the strangest years in American history, from January's sham presidential impeachment to the coronavirus pandemic and economic-destroying national lockdowns to widespread hysterical demands to defund the police while Marxist mobs burn and looted American cities. The big tech scandal is suppressing journalism. It doesn't look like to big media openly siding with the senile and corrupt Joe Biden while portraying President Donald Trump as mentally ill, racist, would-be dictator, to November's breathtakingly rigged election, likely the most crooked and corrupt in American history. In between all of these wall-to-wall crises, blue state mayors and governors still find time to close churches while keeping strip clubs open, destroying many small businesses as possible, while encouraging rioting and threatening law-abiding citizens with arrest and imprisonment for having too many people in their homes and their churches for Thanksgiving and Christmas, etc. Now, the widespread spreading anxiety, confusion, distrust, most of all anger and fear resulting from these all but guarantee ongoing divisions and violence throughout America, if not outright civil war. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the transformation of a globe. It's called the global reset that's been taking place. It is the ploy being carried out by the socialist Marxists, George Soros, and others. Those that are heading up all of the social media are simply socialist Marxists. And as a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the curtain close on our freedom of speech, our freedom of religion, the right to keep and bear arms. And they are, ladies and gentlemen, eviscerating our First Amendment, Second Amendment, Fourth Amendment, Tenth Amendment, 14th Amendment. They're literally destroying what is called free America. And ladies and gentlemen, the answer to the question that I asked earlier, are masks working? Do masks work? How about the COVID-19 vaccination? Are they safe? Should you be vaccinated? And my answer to that is no. I've done enough research over it. I can tell you no. But ladies and gentlemen, we're rapidly getting to the point where there'll be the question, your papers, please. And I'm looking at an article that says, is this COVID a new normal? If Biden prevails, something may have to be done on multiple fronts. But for now, let's just concentrate on the left's favorite pandemic, this article says, COVID-19, where the cure has been and will continue to be exponentially worse than the virus itself. Ladies and gentlemen, we're dealing with a virus that has several epidemiologists and infectious disease experts that are conservative and that are not simply like Emperor Fauci that have said, number one, this is simply a bad flu season. And secondly, when you look at the statistical data, that in 2020, the common flu was down 98.2%. How is that possible? Simply because everything's been rated COVID and everybody's been told stay social distancing, wear a mask. Here's an article, ladies and gentlemen, says CDC finally admits no conclusive evidence that cloth masks work against COVID-19. Yes, you heard me right. CDC made the statement in a recent report, Emerging Infectious Diseases, the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, suggested what experts have stated all along. There's no conclusive evidence that cloth masks protect users from COVID-19. There is increasing evidence that cloth masks do not only may be ineffective against stopping the coronavirus transmission, but they may actually increase the spread of the virus as well as the worsening of your health conditions, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, the article says CDC found that more than 70% of COVID-positive patients contracted the virus in spite of faithful mask wearing while in public. Moreover, 14% of the patients who said they often wore masks were also infected, Meanwhile, just 4% of the COVID positive patients said they never wore a mask in 14 days before the onset of the illness. Ladies and gentlemen, the proof is in the pudding, as the old cliche goes. They've discovered that some 85% of those that have died with COVID wore masks 97% of the time, yet it did not stop them from contracting COVID. Ladies and gentlemen, we have failed to listen to people like Dr. Scott Atlas that said herd immunity is the only way to get around COVID. Herd immunity is to let enough people in the community get the infectious disease, calm it down, work through it medically speaking, and let the antibodies then be in the general populace that will build the immune system and prevent further spread. That's what we've always done in America until this pandemic, or some call it the plandemic. I believe we have Jose on the line. Give me the question or comment, please.
Hey, brother, it's so sad to see how these leftist anti-America Democrats are abusing their power. I mean, they scared everybody, you know, in unity with the very fake media, and people don't see reality, and you don't see nobody expressing opposition. There was a group of doctors explaining it in their own language that this is a fraud, what they've been doing. And guess what Google, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter did? They banned those doctors. So if they do that to the people that has the actual knowledge from science, imagine what they're going to do to us.
Jose, listen, very carefully. Let me say something to jump in at this point. You hang on. We'll continue the dialogue. But you're talking about them banning it. I've got an article that says that all of the social media, including YouTube, Google, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, Facebook, they've banned 800,000 videos and articles that's antithetical to the mantra that's being put out by social Marxist, leftist, communist media and the CDC and the National Health Institute and WHO. Literally, the American public is being sequestered from knowing the truth, and as a result of that, Mega Millions are going like sheep led before the slaughter that's blinded and dumb and taking the vaccination that's killing and maiming and paralyzing and sterilizing hundreds of thousands around the globe.
And it's sad to see. I'm hoping that President Trump come out with his own social network, you know what I mean, competing with those anti-American media dictators, you know what I mean? Because they are who gave the title, or they are the only ones that are holding the truth. So if you don't agree with their socialist leftist mentality, they ban your videos, they shut you down. Wait a minute, this is America, this is not China. If you look at them, that's why these leftists, they love every single dictator all over the world, because they envisioned that for so many years. But now that this clown zombie Biden is in the White House, this fake president, now they know, wait a minute, this is our time. Now we can express who we really are and why we lost so many dictators. They are the dictators of the social network. Because if you don't agree with them, they ban you. They just shut down your page. So that's my hope and my prayer, that somebody that is pro-America come out with a social network, you know, that we can express our points of view. Because
I think your prayers are being answered. Trump has it on the back burner agenda. But Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, which is an avid Christian, he's been banned on every social media platform out there because he says that the election was fraudulent, the election was stolen. As a result of that, he's been locked down, shut down, and shut up on any social media. So he is now setting up his own conservative social media. He says that it should launch in about 30 days, and he's planning on having it, he says, so that you can have liberties and freedom to say what you want to on the social media. So pray that God will give him the wisdom and the insight and the success in doing that, because you're exactly right. That's what's needed today. But right now, in China, for example, all of social media and all of the platforms that will allow transmission of material, they will not allow a Bible to be sold online any place in China. You cannot buy a Bible online. And we're on the fast track for that, Jose.
Yeah, brother, if you look at the Middle East, those terrorists oppressing religion of the Islam, you got people on the street beating up and watching over the citizens. What they say, how do they express, and they get punished for it. Well, we don't have it physically. We got it in social media with these anti-American liberals. Exactly, that's what they're doing, you know what I mean, to every single America. So that shows us how anti-freedom they are. It is sad, brother. We have to pray hard because, you know, God is the only one that can change this nonsense. And I hope that more conservatives come out with social networks that we can express our points of view. But this is not America, the way these leftists are acting. It's sad to say, but God bless you. Have a blessed day.
Absolutely, Jose. Thank you for calling. Keep on looking up. Our redemption draweth now, the scripture says. But you're on the right track with where we're going in America. And we're on the fast track now for the forced mask wearing, and ultimately the forced vaccinations. I'm looking at an article here that says middle school mandates double mask for all children in school. A middle school in New York City mandating double masks for all students beginning March 15th, according to the principal's message posted to the parents' group. East Hampton Middle School principal, Dr. Charles Cenero, said that double masking, wearing disposable mask, medical procedure mask underneath the cloth mask will be the school's requirement, and this is not optional, they said. In fact, we go back to the fact that we're on the fast track for the social media to control whether or not you can buy, sell, or trade, or if you do not accept the vaccination or wear a mask. We're on the fast track for it. I believe we have Greg on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
You know, we watched leftists across America screaming that Trump was a fascist, that he was dictatorial, that he was authoritarian. And you go, I can't see a single point where they have any factual, rational basis for such a claim. You know, matter of fact, the Antifa, the idea behind that is anti-fascist. You know, however, they're the ones acting like brown shirts out there, you know, tearing things up, breaking things, burning things, disrupting things. I never saw that out of Donald Trump. I see a lot of fascist or authoritarian tendencies out of the left. And when you look at companies like Twitter and Google and Facebook, where they want to literally filter everything that you say, everything that you post, understand, you have folks in top technical positions within those organizations that came here from China. They're raised under the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party. They're completely familiar with, accustomed to, and okay with dictatorial, authoritarian, fascist systems of government, controlling your every deed in your life. They want to watch you, the social scoring that goes on in China, where they monitor your social media, they monitor your buying, your selling, and everything else. Absolutely. It looks just like the type of system that the Antichrist will control worldwide. We're seeing
Greg, you're exactly right, Greg. Let me jump in and say this. I'm looking at an article that says, IBM and Moderna partner to create a digital health pass. Gene therapy maker Moderna's broader ambitions are seen in the partnership with IBM to create a digital health pass to track vaccine delivery, administration, and all surrounding events. The technocrats are committed to tracking every human being everywhere all the time, end quote. IBM is partnering with COVID-19 mRNA vaccine maker Moderna to track vaccine administration in real time through its various blockchains, artificial intelligence, and hybrid cloud services, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I've got another article talking about Bill Gates. His organization is now working with the school systems in California to set up a school COVID pass so that every student will have it on his iPhone, so that you walk into the classroom and your iPhone has to identify whether or not you've been vaccinated. If you've not been vaccinated, the iPhone does not give you a green signal, then you'll be rejected for the classroom for that day. And if you do that the third time, you'll be kicked out of school. We're headed on the fast track, Greg, for the passports. Here's another one that says, more countries adopt vaccination passport to boot and to enhance tourism. So what are your thoughts in relationship to where we're going, not just the social distance and not just the mask wearing, but do you believe that we're on the fast track for a forced vaccination in America, just as several other nations now, including Israel, are forcing people to be vaccinated, or they can't travel, they can't buy, they can't sell, they can't go into a restaurant, get on an Uber, or get on any public transportation? What are your thoughts on that, and how should we respond? And then we'll take another caller.
This really comes down to what's your definition of the word force. I mean, we had a president that didn't know the definition of the word is. Remember that? Well,
yes.
Well, now the word force is kind of being redefined. They're not going to force you. They just won't let you go into your bank without a mask on. They're not going to force you, but they're not going to let you on an airplane without your vaccination. They're not going to force you, but your bank account might get shut down if you say the wrong things on Facebook. Do you understand where this is going? Folks, it is forced, but it's what the left calls nudging. They're just nudging people down a path. Their nudging is totalitarian. Their nudging is fascist. Their nudging is dictatorial. They want to control every element, and that's, again, that's exactly the system that the Antichrist will rule over.
In fact, Greg, what is not being told and the public is not aware of, and I have an article that says 192,700 some odd people have been harmed in the UK. 192,000 and some number been harmed in the UK. Many have died, many are paralyzed, many are sterilized, and as a result of that, they're going to shut down the further use of the vaccinations in many countries, several countries. Denmark, for example, Iceland, for example, Austria, for example, Australia, Norwegian healthcare workers have been hospitalized after receiving the newly unveiled single-dose AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccination, and thousands have died from it. In fact, in America, something over 1,052 as of January, don't know what it is now, and several hundred thousand that have been made ill. Greg, hang in there. Don't hang up right now. I believe we've got Pastor Davis on the line. Quickly, go ahead, Pastor Davis.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Youngblood. I'll be very quick. I just wanted to say on to what you were saying about the vaccination. I just found out on last night that I have a dearly beloved kindergarten teacher that just took the vaccination about maybe 3-4 weeks ago, passed away on last night. Now, will we ever find out the truth as to what contributed to that? I don't know, but I know that after taking the vaccination, she began to experience some ill effects. I'm not a medical doctor, so I can't say that that contributed to it. But it seems pretty strange that after the shot, things started taking place. So I just wanted to say that basically.
Absolutely, brother. Well, I'm thankful that you shared that, because that falls in line with thousands upon thousands across America and around the globe. I'm looking at an article that says the so-called COVID-19 vaccine is really a dangerous experimental gene therapy. Just say no, no, no. Greg, we got about 30 seconds before the broadcast is over. Wrap us up with what you think our listeners need to know and instructions on how we need to respond, especially as Christians.
There is absolute chaos, it seems like, everywhere you look. You know, the prince of the power of the air is still at work, but God is still on his throne. He's not stepped down from his throne for one moment. God
Amen.
Is still sovereign. God is still in control. Look up, lift up, for your redemption draweth nigh. As believers, we have a lot to be thankful for, to be praiseworthy, even in these dark hours.
Absolutely. Greg, thank you for joining us today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Jacksonville, Florida, located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m. for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.